This morning, we turn our attention to three psalms, and the psalms, you may or may not be familiar with them. If you're not, I want to introduce them to you because we need to use them. Some have called the psalms the prayer book of the church, and well, it should be because the psalms help us to pray and lead us to pray, enable us to pray. And this morning we'll start with Psalm 95, and I'd like us to read that responsively. And so I'll read the odd verses. I'll start with verse 1, and I'd like you to follow with verse 2, if you can see it. Of course, if you can't see it, then just listen and see if you can hear as best you can. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. When your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. Therefore, in my anger, I swore they shall not enter my rest. A word of introduction. There are words that we said in Psalm 95 that I will call our attention to. Psalm 95 is an enthronement psalm, but it is a psalm that catches you and me preoccupied with other things. Do you ever come to worship and you're preoccupied? In just a moment, I'll show you that God has a word for you and me. If you think God doesn't know you and me and all of us, and if you think God's not paying attention, God is. God's paying attention to you and me. In this psalm, the psalm remembers that we need help to be revived. My father used to sing a lot of gospel tunes, and he used to sing one that went like, "Hallelujah, thine the glory, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, give us a handout, revive us again." Do you know that? We don't sing that much these days, but give us a handout, revive us again. Psalm 85 is about, Lord, I'm grateful for what you've done, but I need it again. There are times we need God's help again. Let's read this in unison together. Join me if you can, if you will. Lord, you are favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. This last psalm is a psalm I learned in a class that I had at Columbia Seminary. actually at Emory School, at Candler School of Theology. And I'd never heard it before, but it puts words in our mouths. It teaches us, it gives us the words to pray. I've often said Psalms put words in our mouths. If you don't know Psalm 143, and if you're one of those people who believes, I don't know what to pray, Psalm 143 has some help. And so hear it as I alone by myself share this with us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness and answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued me, crushing my life to the ground, making me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me, and my heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I think about all your deeds. I meditate on the works of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I shall be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your steadfast love in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, O Lord, from my enemies. I fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on a level path. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your steadfast love, cut off my enemies and destroy all my adversaries, for I am your servant. Amen. Psalm 95 today says to you and me, oh, that today you would listen to his voice. And then there's a little subscript. Do not harden your heart, says at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness. And you probably wonder what happened on that day. Well, on that day, if we go back to Exodus 17, 1 to 7, we realize that the children of Israel were led out of Egypt. And they got to a place where life was just one darn thing after another. You know what that's like. But they were frustrated and thirsty and hungry. And they said to Moses, why'd you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst? When David writes Psalm 95, he remembers this occasion. And he's writing a psalm for the nation. Reminding them that God is paying attention. See, the issue is not sleeping in worship. You see this guy? Can we turn the lights off back there so we can see the slot, the screen better? You see him? That's is that Jeff Parker? The issue is not sleeping in worship. That's not it. All of us may or may not have done this before. The real issue is not paying attention to God's voice. And so in Psalm 95, God is saying, listen to me. I'm right here. You're preoccupied, and I am right beside you right now. If you're someone that has come here thinking God is not paying attention to me, Psalm 95 says, I'm right here. I'm right with you now. So don't harden your hearts. Don't think I've just brought you here for no reason and I'm not paying attention. God knows you and loves you and created you in his image, and God cares about you. Psalm 95 does not allow you and me to say, God doesn't know my need. Yes, God does know your need. Listen to me, he says. Now, in Psalm 85, I remember this gospel song, Revive Us Again. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Have you ever shaken your fist at God? I want to encourage all of you, if you're in a difficult place, that you speak out loud to God in prayer. I suggest you don't do that on a street corner or maybe in the middle of your yard while you're cutting grass. Someone will think, Henry Cook really is crazy. He's out there talking to no one. We love you, Henry Cook. No, you're not. But there is a need for all of us, I believe, sometimes to shake our fist at God and to ask questions like, are you going to be angry with us forever? Are you going to act towards us like you did towards Israel? Will you not revive us so that your people may rejoice? And so please, show us your steadfast love and grant us what is going to take to revive us and rescue us from this predicament right now in our lives. That could well be a prayer that Meadow Lake Church prays. That could well be a prayer that we as God's people pray, because sometimes we don't think, and some of you thought, nothing's happening with our elders. Nothing's happening with our session. Yes, it is. I can avouch that the leaders of this church are praying and working hard and seeking to do things to make a difference. The PNC has been named and called, and they're about to be trained. God is at work in our midst. But sometimes you and I need to call out to God and get God's help for us to be restored and revived. The situation for Psalm 85, that Israel is now home from exile in Babylon. I don't know if you remember what happened to take Israel away from their homeland, but they had been in sin for 300 years. God sent prophets to Israel, and for 300 years, Israel more or less didn't pay attention. And so finally, they were taken into exile for 50 years into Babylon. But God rescued them with the help of a secular power, with Cyrus, a Persian leader. And he overran Babylon and freed all the Jews and said, go home, go back to your home. I want you to go back and enjoy your homeland and your religion and your faith. And so they get back there and things aren't exactly working. And so they begin to pray Psalm 85. Okay, you did it once. Now we really need help. And this is the help they got. They started rebuilding Jerusalem again. They needed help from God, and in Psalm 85, they are asking for it. If you in your life are needing help from God, even though God has saved you and given you faith, God has worked in your life in ways, here in this company, we've seen God has answered all kinds of prayers, and we've said it. You've recognized it. But we need God's help again, and that's what Psalm 85 is about. Restore us again. That's what they're praying, and God heard their prayer. Sometimes you and I get discouraged, and we need some sense of direction and guidance. And sometimes the clicker doesn't work. No. And so Psalm 85 gives us a picture of God working with people like you and me. And I don't know if you notice it in these verses. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness, our righteousness and God's peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky, and the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. As this church grows, it'll be God doing it. The Lord will give what is good in our land, in our church, in our families, in our lives, in our person will yield its increase. And we'll see it and we'll recognize it for what it is. And then finally, in Psalm 143, we pray, hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Some people have said that the audacity of Psalm 43 is the audacity of a child, of someone who knows God is the parent and God is listening. And it's rather bold. It's rather arrogant in a way. And so the psalm teaches us to pray in two ways. It invites us to remember how God has worked in the past. Can you remember how God has worked in the past in this church? Who here remembers the days when this church was in a double wide over there by the road? Who remembers that? Well, look at there. A single wide. Okay, not even a double wide. Who remembers when the mortgage of this church was paid off? Who remembers a special time in the life of this church when you felt encouraged and uplifted and you felt that the Spirit of God was visible to all? Okay? It's important for us as a church and it's important for us as individuals to remember how God has worked in the past and we've seen the work of God. But it's also important for us to use words to pray in making requests for our future. Let me tell this little story. This week, Susan Cook put on Facebook a prayer. She heard, it was the story of a grandfather talking about his granddaughter, and he heard his granddaughter saying the ABCs, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But it wasn't just like that. It wasn't a song. It wasn't rote. It was prayerfully. And the grandfather asked his granddaughter, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm praying. I'm giving my letters because I know God loves me and God will take those letters and make them the prayers that I need to pray." I love that story. That's the faith of someone who knows that God is a wonderful Father. And so what Psalm 143 does, it gives us particularly the words. Oh, you can't see these. Here are the words. Let me encourage you to go home and look at Psalm 143. You can't read this, but I can. "Answer me quickly. Do not hide your face from me, or I will end up in the pit." Have you ever felt like you were sliding into the pit? The writer of this psalm has felt that way. "Let me hear of your steadfast love." Do you ever pray that? I need an answer right now. Maybe you think faith doesn't do that sort of thing. Psalm 143 does. "Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, O Lord, from my enemies." I believe this is David saying this. We're all about enemies here. And you and I have enemies. Sometimes they're internal. Sometimes they float around. Sometimes they're from our past. Still, we need to be saved from our enemies. "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. And let your good spirit lead me on a level path." Always a good prayer. "Preserve me, bring me out of trouble, and destroy my enemies." And here's why. "For I am your servant." Psalm 143. Please go home and take a look at it. And so today we're talking about encouragement and instruction and lift. And God is saying to you and me, "Listen to me, I'm right here." In just a moment we'll receive from this table and God is saying with the body and blood of Christ, "Listen to me, I'm right here." And we say back to God, "Okay, restore us again, please. And Lord, hear these prayers today." May God use our awareness of Psalm 95 and Psalm 85 and Psalm 143 in your life and in my life today and in the days to come. Let us pray.